May peace be with you. If you stick around at the end, there's more information about our community and how to find us. And now, here's this week's Centering Scripture, followed by the sermon.
To follow that up, Scripture today is from Jeremiah, chapter 31, verse 31 to 34. Behold, the days are coming, says Yahweh, when I will establish a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. It will not be like the covenant I made with their ancestors when I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, a covenant they broke, though I was their spouse, says Yahweh. But this is the covenant I will make with the house of Israel after those days. Says Yahweh, I will put the law in their minds and on their hearts. I will be their God, and they will be my people. No longer will they need to teach one another or remind one another to listen to Yahweh. All of them, high and low alike, will listen to me, says Yahweh, for I will forgive their misdeeds and remember their sins no more.
Me. Shoot. I was hoping for a little extra time. Come up with something good. Right. Let's pray. May the words of our mouths and the meditations of all our hearts and minds be acceptable unto you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Jeremiah is writing in Jerusalem as the armies of Babylon are at the gate. He well knows that this nation, or these nations, Israel and Judah, which have had their independence since being freed from slavery in Egypt, will be conquered. That's where he's at. It's not a fun place to be, and there is a sense that all that the people of Israel and Judah have will be gone. So there's a couple things going on in this verse, one of which is, you know, I will write my law upon your heart. Well, just so you know, law is in Hebrew understanding is not the law, like books of the law, like the law books on a lawyer's shelf or in a judge's chambers. It is the story of the people of Israel's redemption from Israel, the Torah, that's what we get, the law, but it's not simply, you know, God's gonna write, you know, don't go over 25 miles an hour in a school zone on your hearts. It's a little deeper than that. So part of that is, part of this is saying that your identity and your belovedness cannot be removed. Because do you think the Babylonians are going to spare all of the sacred texts of Israel as they loot the city? You know what burns real good? Sacred texts, man, they burn great! So yeah, the temple's going to be destroyed along with everything else. There is this fear, a legitimate one, that everything that they are will be conquered, will be taken away. And that is not an illegitimate fear. That is often what happens when somebody is conquered. What conquering often means is, at least in this day, is the country gets invaded, and everyone who doesn't say, yes, sir, just gets killed. And even if you have a sense of who you are, maintaining that is pretty hard. It's hard to maintain a sense of who we are. Sometimes it's hard to even get a sense of who we are. I think that's especially true in our time now, because we kind of live in a post-culture culture, if that makes any sense. There are very few things that we all sort of share as common culture. And there's a great deal of freedom in that, but there's also a great deal of rootlessness in that. So my great-grandparents emigrated from Sweden, and one of the things my mom is just make sure we do is we, especially around Christmas time, it's Swedish all the time, right? Some Norwegian too, because Norwegians have lefse. But it's a sense of, in the midst of this huge country where there is everything and everyone, having a culture. Because the sort of default culture, and I hate to call it a culture, of our nation is sort of accumulation of capital. Should we work all the time, or should we take some time off? Work all the time, right? So Jeremiah is saying to the people of Israel, even though you are experiencing the consequences of your behavior, so they're being invaded and taken over. Jeremiah's been warning them about that. Prophecy, by the way, is not a prediction of the future. It's a description of actions and consequences. So Jeremiah has been telling the king, who's to straighten up and fly right, for decades. And the king, of course, as all people in power do, listen to the people who are telling them the truth. No, he puts him in jail. That's what he does. I mean, he's lucky not to be killed. So they haven't been listening to the description of their actions, which is basically, in this time in Israel, the elite are getting wealthy by exploiting the poor. That's the basic situation. And that leads to weakness. And the consequences of that are what's happening now. But even in spite of that, Jeremiah says that God is going to make a new covenant and write your law. I will put my law in their hearts and in their minds. In other words, who you are can't be taken away. I think that's a pretty big deal. I think that's something that's present even now. And then the next part is the harder part, at least for me, is no longer will they need to teach one another or remind one another, listen to God. All of them, high and low alike, will listen to me. I don't think we're quite there yet. Because I always remember to do the right thing no matter what. You do too, right? I never need reminded. I need to be reminded to finish the dishes. I don't know how many of you have this issue as you do all the dishes, but there's just one pot on the stove and you forget about that one. I don't see it. I need to be reminded to do that. How much more do we need to be reminded to do things that are hard to remember or difficult? We need to be reminded. But I think that story is there too, to remind people what's on their hearts. Because I think we can see injustice and difficulty in people's lives, unless we train ourselves not to, or are trained not to. But it's there, on our hearts, on our minds. And perhaps if we remind each other enough, we won't need any more reminders. So that's the reason, I think, why we come to a place like this, is to remind ourselves, to remind each other. So that we know that the law is in our hearts and our minds. That the story of a God who wants us to be free, to preserve freedom and to lead others into freedom, is the God that we seek to follow, and the God who indeed promises to be within us. Amen.
As a church located on Lakota land in Minnetonka, Minnesota, St. Luke is a joyful, inclusive, intergenerational, and compassionate community on a spiritual journey seeking to do justice, make peace, and to walk humbly with God. We invite you to join us live for virtual worship each Sunday morning on Facebook or YouTube, or by following the worship links on our website, stluke.mn. Thanks for listening. May you go in peace.